Trenton, New Jersey. New Jersey governor's car crash was caused by an 88-mile-per-hour time travel attempt. Reporting for UnNews, I'm Michael Stanton. Investigators today announced the cause of last week's tragic car crash that critically injured New Jersey Governor John C. Corzine. Officials say the governor was attempting to travel through time by achieving a speed of 88 miles per hour, like in the movie Back to the Future. Hotel officials in Atlantic City, where Corzine had stayed the previous night, confirmed that he rented that very movie during his stay. Forensic evidence at the scene, combined with statements from State Trooper Robert Rosinski, who was driving the governor's SUV, made it indisputable that the time travel attempt was the cause. Rosinski explained that the governor forced him to drive faster and faster, and assured everyone in the vehicle that once the SUV reached 88 miles per hour, they would travel back in time. As the motorcade got dangerously close to an oncoming pickup truck, Corzine merely prompted the driver to, quote, go faster, as they were nearing the target's speed. Police recovered a black box from the crash scene, which indicated the SUV reached 91 miles per hour at the time of the accident. The time travel attempt was clearly unsuccessful. Search teams also recovered what they described as, quote, a homemade flux capacitor in the wreckage. Officials also confirmed that the governor was not wearing a seatbelt and that he always scoffed at suggestions from H that he should wear one, often rebuffing them with the argument, quote, Governor Schwarzenegger doesn't wear a seatbelt. Although Corzine is still in critical condition and unable to speak, and he did not reveal his motive for wanting to go back in time before the crash, detectives think they have pieced together his plan. Superintendent of State Police Colonel Rick Fuentes said, quote, It definitely had something to do with Imus. We think he wanted to go back and stop Mr. Imus from saying those nasty things he said on the radio. Corzine's motorcade was en route to a meeting with Imus and the Rutgers women's basketball team when their accident occurred. Corroborating evidence to the theory includes a digital clock that was mounted next to the car's radio. Trooper Rosinski testified that it was set to 5 a.m. on April 4th, less than 2 hours before Imus made his fateful on-air remarks. Police aren't certain why Corzine's time travel attempt didn't work, but most leading physicists agreed that, quote, time travel isn't possible, damn it. One notable exception is former Vice President Al Gore. Inventor of the internet, climatologist, and global warming expert-slash-movie-star, and acting science advisor to Governor Corzine. Mr. Gore asserted that he knew, quote, from personal experience, that time travel is indeed possible. Gore said that it was only a matter of time before the world realized that he had been able to reverse the injustice of the 2000 presidential election and was now actually president. Reporting for UnNews, I'm Michael Stanton. Good morrow.